back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cami Berthume, our producer, and Paul Sadok, our technical producer, coming to you through the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. Joining me now, Katie Walker, who is the Assistant Marriage Preparation and Youth Ministry Events Coordinator for the Archdiocese, and Maddie Schulte, who's the Strategic Partnerships Advisor for Partnership for Youth. Katie, welcome to you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Maddie, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here.
Excellent. So we've got you both online and talking, and we are talking about the March for Life Youth and Family Conference. Katie, let's start with you. What is the March for Life Youth and Family Conference?
Yeah, so the March for Life Youth and Family Conference is kind of our answer to the need for pro-life education here in the Archdiocese. Normally, we bring a big group of kids out to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life and for the SFLA Pro-Life Summit, but this year we were not able to do that. But, you know, the pro-life movement is still so important that we decided to, you know, host our own here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, that's very important. Yes, absolutely. And Maddie, what's the common goal between, say, this event and then the prayer service for life that's happening here at the cathedral as well?
Yeah, you know, I think just bringing that proclamation of life into our diocese, but also into our community, everywhere around us, I know it's getting students to rise up and be active within this archdiocese and this fight for life. And I know the prayer service for life has done an incredible job of doing that every year. So this is a great addition to that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. All right, Katie, where is it? Where is the March for Life Youth and Family Conference? And what's the goal for those participating?
Yeah. So it is at St. Agnes Catholic Church and School. We'll be having one group in the church throughout the day and one group in the gym throughout the day, and the goal is to help those kids and those students who come to really be convicted of the need for their help in the pro-life movement, to show them that they have a role to play to help overturn Roe versus Wade, and to really just give them an opportunity to pray and to pray for the end of abortion.
Mm-hmm. And a very important thing to continue doing each and every day. So that's grateful. Maddie, let me ask you, what's so important about young people especially? Because I understand that this is really, since it's a youth and family conference, you're really looking at a younger crowd, are you not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good question, Patrick. I'm glad you asked. I was actually 14 when I devoted my life to this movement. So I'm excited to see this event come into fruition here in the Twin Cities, because it opens up the doors for more young people to get involved. And if you look back in history, we see time and time again, as the young people go, as the family goes, so does society. Mm. So getting more young people into this movement not only just brings a complete joy and renewal of the movement that is so needed, but also really rises up these future mothers, fathers, doctors, lawyers, businessmen and women. They are the next generation that's really going to change this culture of life for the better.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of hope to be seen there from what I've seen mm-hmm. from past Marches for Life in Washington, D.C., as well as locally here as well. Katie, let me ask you specifically, too. Well, first of all, is there anything that you'd like to add to that about the importance of young people in this movement today?
Yeah, I just think, man, young people really are. They're the new generation. They're the new, they're coming into the world and they are ready to change it. They have such conviction and such zeal. And if we can show them a way to channel that conviction and that zeal towards the pro-life movement, towards defending life, then man, I think they're going to be unstoppable. And I think that we really have a chance to overturn, Roe versus Wade.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would agree with you wholeheartedly that the zeal that is shown by young people is something that is sorely needed, certainly in this movement amongst others. But this one, you know, has such powerful implications for the good of our society, and let's face it, for the good of the lives of millions of unborn as well. So let me ask you, let's stay with you, Katie, just for a moment. Now, I see on the website that registration is by group only. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Yeah, that just means that we are asking people to register either as a family group or as part of a parish or school. It would be challenging for us to handle individual registrations, and we don't want people to just send their one kid individually, because then there's nobody to watch over that child, make sure that they're doing okay, everything like that. So we just want to make sure that there is a chaperone with every youth, and that's why we're asking everybody to register by group, so that we can make sure that there's an appropriate number of chaperones to keep all of our kids safe.
You mentioned chaperones. So what are appropriate ages to attend this youth and family conference?
So it is specifically targeted for 9th through 12th graders.
Okay.
Yeah, but our chaperone's 21 and over. Anybody who can chaperone and is virtue certified can be a chaperone with their parish group if their parish needs them.
Mm-hmm. And just so I'm clear, families are welcome to register as a group. Is that right, Katie?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So if there's not something going on in your parish, then you can certainly as a family register as a group and come as well at St. Agnes. And I did we mention the date? This is going to be Friday, January 22nd, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Great. Maddie, next up, I think I'd like to ask specifically about, you know, when you're getting together a group of people anytime in these pandemic times, there's always a lot of questions about, you know, how safe is it going to be and are all guidelines going to be followed? So, Maddie, let me ask you, what can you tell us about adherence to COVID guidelines?
Yeah, we actually just met this morning and put in some safe precautions for everybody. So we are going to do the 6 feet distancing, and we're going to actually have two locations within St. Agnes so that everyone can still make it to the conference, but will be in a safe setting. And it will be completely formatted that bathroom breaks and small group breakouts will all accommodate the requirements that we are asked to follow.
Yeah, that's good. And just out of curiosity, Maddie, do you know how many people you're anticipating, or is there a cap on how many people can participate live?
Yeah, I believe there will be a cap for in-person, and it is to the best of my knowledge, and Katie, maybe you could answer this better, that we are going to be streaming it as well, and I'm not sure entirely where. But there will be a cap, so make sure to register as soon as you can if you are looking to come.
Right. And, yeah, Katie, do we know anything about live streaming at this point?
Yeah, we are hoping to live stream. We're still figuring out all the little technical details. Those are always the tricky part. Sure. But we are planning on having a live stream available for anybody who can't make it in person due to our cap, to make sure that we can all stay safe and adhere to all of those guidelines.
Right, right. Katie, have you ever attended a National March for Life?
I have. I went to one when I was in college, and then when I started my job here at the Archdiocese, I was blessed enough to be able to go last year as well.
Wonderful. And can you give us just a synopsis of what kind of an effect that had on you as someone who is an advocate for pro-life?
Yeah, absolutely. It was absolutely incredible to see so many thousands, maybe even millions of people come to Washington, D.C. from all over to make their voices heard and to make it be known that abortion is not okay. It was just so powerful to see so many people who are like-minded there. And I know that the conference that we attended, the pro-life summit that we attended after the March for Life was phenomenal, and it really gave me the tools that I didn't have to understand how to combat abortion in my own life, whether that's sidewalk counseling, prayer, or just in conversation with people to recognize like how to discuss this topic in a loving but convicting manner.
Yeah. Maddie, how about you? Have you been to a National March for Life?
I have. This year, 2021, will actually be my 11th one in a row.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so
what about the effect that it's had on you? Talk about that a little bit.
You know, it's completely changed the entire route of my life, and God opened doors that I never knew were even possible. I went at 14 with the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis on the bus out to D.C., and I was a freshman in high school, and I just remember, kind of similar to Katie, just the hundreds of thousands of people that are surrounding you that are all there with this just complete joy for life. And it was also the Students for Life of America conference the following day after the March for Life that I devoted my entire life to this movement. And it was a simple conversation about abortion, and I just imagine these hundreds of thousands of people one day arriving at the gates of heaven when God says, well done, good and faithful servants.
Wow.
Well done, yeah. Because we fought for his most vulnerable. So I'm actually turning 25 this year, and I haven't looked back from the movement since that first March for Life at age 14. So I applaud all dioceses that bring their youth to the March for Life and especially talk about abortion within their cities.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, and we're grateful for your ongoing work, both of your ongoing work and commitment to, standing up for the preborn. Yeah, Katie, let me ask you, I see on the website again, the cost is a mere $10 per person to attend the March for Life Youth and Family Conference here at St. Agnes, and you're asking people to bring their own bagged lunch. But as you said, people need to register. Where can they find that registration detail?
Yeah, they can register online at www.archsspm.org/events/March for Life. They can find everything that they need to register there, or they can always email me if they have any questions.
Sure. Okay, great. And as you're looking ahead, Maddie, I'll ask both of you, but Maddie, just want to get your, I'll ask you first, any thoughts as to doing this March for Life Youth and Family Conference to perpetuate it, to go on even beyond in future years as well?
You know, that's going to be a great question for the organizers. I'm the lucky one who just gets to help out the day of.
Okay.
I do think, like I said, it just creating that community within our archdiocese, it's truly a beautiful thing. And for young people to know that they actually do have a voice and do have a place is really incredible. So I obviously will encourage it and I will promote it to the best of my ability, but I know Katie is the behind-the-scenes hard worker, so that might be a better fit for her.
All right. Well, Katie, how about you? Is there thoughts of having this continue on?
Yeah, definitely. You know, actually, this has kind of been a really good opportunity to try out something that we've been thinking about for a lot of years. And COVID kind of forced us to make new plans. And this is something that we've been wanting to try for a long time. So I definitely think that there could be a potential for us to continue doing this. Of course, there's great value in going out to the march in DC. And I definitely think that we will try to continue that as soon as we're safely able to. But I think that it would definitely be a possibility for us to try to coordinate both in the future.
Well, great. Well, again, we are grateful for your ongoing work in this just very essential, needed ministry. Thank you, Katie and Maddie, for your work and specifically your work around putting together this March for Life Youth and Family Conference. And thanks for joining us on Practicing Catholic. God bless you both.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. So, yep, check it out. High school students, college students, check it out. The March for Life Youth and Family Conference. Just go to archspm.org/March for Life, and you will find all the information and registration there. We'll hit that and other upcoming highlights as we go into our final break. Paul and I will be with you to have other events to help you practice your Catholic faith. Stay with us.